Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Vinny.
You gotta love getting sleep.
Oh, did you get some?
Oh my God. And I love the having the all the tax prep done.
Oh, that's it is a good feeling.
Yes.
Just to be ready to go. Get that over with.
Well, and I had all this pressure on me because I thought I'm going to do the taxes with the missus this year.
What do you mean?
Well, we're going to file our stuff together.
Oh, because you're married now?
We're not, though. That's the thing. But anyway.
I didn't know you can do that when you're not
married. Well, there's...
Is it because of the kid?
Kid and home ownership some other crap. We just got to sort of want to line everything
together.
I already have the trust done.
Right. Is it with her? Is she
She's the
trust?
Executor?
She's the
trustee?
Executor of my trust or trustee, whatever. But that's not... Anyway, I thought that she had her tax person was someone in her family or something. And so I really wanted to do this great job. And, you know, because they were going to go see the guy. And then I'm like, so, you know, what's your cousin's name? She's like, which, you know.
Right. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Willis.
It's not my cousin. It's my tax guy. I'm like,
oh.
Yeah, but isn't it your cousin? So I'm like, you mean to tell me I could have just like dropped all this crap on the guy's desk and skateboarded away and not thought twice about it? And she's like,
why did you sit there and chat with him?
No, we haven't even gone yet. I'm saying the point is I did all this prep and I felt like I could, you know, I wanted to show well.
Yeah. Like seem really organized.
Yeah. And
boy, that guy that my cousin's with has really got his ass together.
Yeah. Well,
don't you remember seeing him at the wedding?
What?
Yeah, was he was his cousin?
You
I thought she invited her tax guy to the wedding.
We like poking
Christ,
the bear.
Man.
We like poking the bear.
Clearly.
Well, you never know what you're going to get
you
out of the bear when you poke
us,
him.
Vinny.
All right. Yeah, yes, he was at the wedding.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
He got so ripped, though, you guys.
Oh.
Those tax guys, they will
Yeah,
get
they
ripped.
Let loose.
Those numbers.
A lot of stress,
nuts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
What else happened at your wedding?
Oh, man.
Go on.
Did he end up in the bushes, though?
No, that was me. I decided to start drinking again, too.
Oh my God.
I mean, why not?
Don't even say that. Oh.
Actually, today is 14 years sober.
Oh, you quit on a fat Tuesday? I'd think that would be motivation for you to not.
So one last day.
One last
more day.
Day.
No.
Go get a little ash on your forehead.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Tomorrow, woman?
Ash Wednesday is tomorrow, yeah.
So are you going to have a smudge of ash on your...
My new church doesn't do it, and I don't want to go back to my old church that does do it. So they don't... Well, my church doesn't have a building. We meet in a school, so we don't have, like, access to it outside of Sundays.
So we could have someone have a smoke and then put some ashes on your forehead.
Yeah, maybe someone could give you some ash.
Well, if we bring in a preacher in here, I guess I'm down.
But, no, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really not.
Thanks for suggesting it.
Sarah's to have a cig.
And then renegotiating.
I don't have that. I'm sure there'll be someone smoking at the secret show outside, though. So people do that still.
Oh.
Well, what if someone shows up, maybe you could rub their forehead and
I'll have a cigarette with you.
I just said I'm not doing that.
Well, since we're talking about God, I just want to say, Vinny, I really appreciate you sending me the picture of your daughter wearing the cross I got her. Thank you for that.
Well, it's actually the cross you got me. I couldn't, it just didn't, it was so tight on my neck, I couldn't.
You could have got a longer chain.
Well, I know, but I mean,
you
brought
it
home.
A longer chain?
No. I brought it home. And she immediately put it on. She's been wearing it. And I saw it the other day outside her shirt and went, you know what? You know who'd want to see this right now is Hooman. Uh-huh.
I believe that there's a picture of that up on maybe my Instagram, the Alice Instagram, where Vinny, you got this cross and it's so tight. Like
the
it's
chain
a,
was
the chain
long.
Was
I didn't realize
like a choker kind of midway on his neck and cutting in a little. It's pretty...
It was a. It was
pretty funny.
Not kind of choker. It was choking me.
It was more like a bracelet than you could have worn.
Well, yeah. You know, you get the chain that you get, and then.
I got you, and actually, I would have gotten another chain, but then my daughter started wearing it and hasn't stopped. So I'm like, I'm not going to pull that from her.
Does she know that's a gold cross from Jerusalem?
I don't think she understands the what Jerusalem means, but she will, and someday she'll be like, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, look what I have.
I stole this from my dad.
Well, as long as it's being worn.
Yeah, every day.
That's nice.
Every day.
Every day.
Speaking of religion, I'm reading a book called Origins, which is the new Dan Brown book.
Oh yeah?
God.
You must hate him, huh?
I do.
Oh, God, you must. The latest book, it's just...
Well...
It talks about religion, and as it goes into the... Religion was invented by people who aren't smart enough to figure things out. So they just made gods who made things happen. So when a volcano spewed, they came up with a god that was down there forging.
Right.
And I mean, it makes it sound...
So what's the... Is this one of these mystery books that he does?
I just started it. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm dying. You know, I'm just about done with the book I'm reading, and I get book anxiety, like, oh no.
So far, it's excellent, but the speech that he does about how religion came to be makes it sound utterly ridiculous. Like, I could see anyone who's very faithful hearing that and just being like, I can't listen to this.
Right. This is not a book for the devout.
This is hurting my heart. I mean, I kind of see how I personally feel like it fits well into my life. Religion does.
Uh-huh.
Either way, I'm a better person and better for it. Whether or not there really is a guy at a gate.
Waiting for you with a checklist.
Walking me in, and my dad's on the other side, like, high five.
Worked out. Yeah. Oh, great. Or if you just go off into the blackness.
Yeah, or I just get some messages that help me live a better life and have a better day and not have another drink.
Yes, that's the most important thing.
14 years, people, you can do it.
Congratulations.
If you're out there and you're ripped and you're trying to get sober, I had... You know, you were saying, how could you quit on Fat Tuesday? You'd think you'd want one more. You know how many one mores I had?
Yeah.
There was a long list of one more.
There was a lot of more times. There's so many. All right, this will be the last time.
Mm.
And then it wasn't. So, you know, I really didn't need the Fat Tuesday.
As a motivation.
As a last try.
I guess New Orleans is going off tonight.
Good
Plenty
for them.
Of other places, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, most people don't even need a Fat Tuesday. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, any excuse for some people, you know. Oh, really? Fat Tuesday, what's this all about?
Let's do that. It's
something about Lent starting tomorrow or something? Hey, what are you giving up for Lent? Oh,
I'm
do
not
that.
I'm not Catholic.
Yuzi, are you giving something up?
No.
Oh.
How about you, Sarah?
No, I don't believe in God, so that's, you know, there's no point.
I just don't. What did he say?
Oh,
yeah. You heard it. Walk into Bryn. The loud. Just shout out.
Oh, painful.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. You don't give up anything for Lent. Are you a Buddhist? What are you?
I'm Buddhist, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, no, I don't give up anything. My parents and my sister and my mom gave up something. Eating meat, I think it was.
Sometimes it's nice just to give stuff up, you know, in simpatico with your Catholic friends or whoever is. Is that the only people who do it, the Catholics?
I have no idea what I would even give up.
Yeah, I feel like in our 50s, we've just, you know, we're living a pretty lean life.
Oh.
The housewives.
Oh.
No, that's just silly. No.
Why?
So you can't give up meat. You can't give up the housewives. No. Yeah, there's no way you could, like, give up TV.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the housewives.
Oh.
Oh.
The one, Brandy Glanville, the one that's on the Big Brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I watched for a minute last night. Actually, 37 minutes, but I watched for a while. And I swear to you, I'm looking at her and I'm like... She has Chelsea Handler face, same face all these 40-ish women who get the
Hollywood.
Surgery have.
Mm-hmm.
They all have the same face.
Dude, it's a tribe. I'm telling you. It's like, you joined
doctor.
The tribe.
Chelsea Handler and her look exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're the same lady, like as if they were sisters.
They all get that look. It's hard to even put your finger on exactly. Well, it's the lips, a lot of it.
The lips, sort of the Joker face.
Yeah. The cheeks.
Yeah.
Are pushed
it's so
up.
Strange.
Tight, and tight then eyes.
It's a square chin thing.
Yeah. It's such a weird. It's hard to.
It's like one prototype.
You know what's funny?
Follow that she formula.
She was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like Brandy Glanville, the pictures before all this surgery stuff. I mean, I'm sure she was getting Botox or whatever they do in Hollywood, but she was just delightful looking.
You know,
now it's like she's like a clown.
She said something on the first episode of this TV show. She said, private school is expensive and I'll do anything for money.
And it almost makes you go like, well...
As big a loser as she appears to be, she is at least trying to do right by her kids, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, those plastic surgeries are pretty expensive, so she could cut back on those, tighten the old belt.
That is true.
I was definitely going to say, you know, you be home and try public school as opposed to the surgeries, the TV shows, and the private school.
Mm. Yeah, I think that there are certain people who they just never let that be an option.
Right.
They're just... Well, my children, of course, will be going to the best private schools.
So. Okay. Good for her.
Gotta keep up.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, that was interesting. Because there she is, like, wasn't she, like, standing in front of her mansion when she said that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. You need your 30 grand. I noticed that your nails are polished, Vinny.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice look.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Black? Purple?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to have it done, then it's going to have to be a color I can live
with. Did Isla do that?
Of course. Thanks. Oh. Thank you.
Hi.
Is that Homer?
I think that was you, actually.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow, I got a clean whistle in there.
You have a good whistle.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, there's another clean.
That's him.
Get a couple.
I think this is cleaner, though.
It's a nice one.
Not bad.
It's perfect.
Mm. All right.
Pretty good, Benny.
So what's up with you?
Not that much. Yesterday when I got home, the power was out. They were replacing some poles on the street. And apparently we got the notice. But they sent us a bunch of notices for different dates. And we kept putting them in our calendar. And somehow this one got by us because they kept canceling the other ones. Mm. So maybe we just ignored it because it had been canceled like 20 times. Mm. So from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., the power was off, which... was actually, I was psyched because on Monday I do all the bills and I had a bunch of tax stuff to do yesterday. I was like, well, I guess I can't do that.
Tax stuff.
Can't do that. Can't have it. So we went up to the mall because we couldn't even, we wanted to use the saw, but that's a plug-in.
Was it the whole block?
Yeah, it was the whole giant chunk.
Use the saw.
Well, you know, my friend Richard Dick of Dick and Chumley Construction Company, he shows up. He's like, hey, there's no power. So we went up, we picked up this used couch that my kid had
for the
apartment.
Oh.
I was like, oh, you got your truck? I got something for you. So he and John went up and picked up the couch.
So you snatched from the right there, he's on the cusp of heading straight to the deuce for a brew, and you snatch that from him and send him out to get a couch.
Well, he has other jobs going on. So I said, can you, if you're not going to work here, go get the couch and then... You can take off.
You guys Craigslist that? Craigslist?
I think that's where John got it. That and like a side table. So that happened. So that was good. One thing off the list.
Sweet.
I know. I got to rent a truck. We're renting a truck this weekend. And I'm going to move a few things from our house and, this couch and everything. So.
You got any good news you want to announce? Anything?
Good news?
Yeah. Any good news you want to tell the world?
About what?
I don't know. Nothing then, clearly. All right.
Well, just share it.
I'm not pregnant.
You're pregnant?
I'm not pregnant. I mean,
oh
I don't have...
Oh, my God. Happy
there
days.
Something that people have been waiting for? You're talking about...
It's Vinny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Are you deflecting from something? Is there something you need to tell us?
Oh, yeah. I've got more stuff to tell you.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying
do
to...
Do you? What do you got?
Oh, my God. You are unbelievable. No, I just wanted to find out if you had any good news for us. You got?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say.
I'm sorry to say that, too.
Yeah. I would love to have good news for you. It's nice to be a good news person.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, my news is all neutral. There's no, I don't really have any bad news for you. I mean, the power outage was
I have good news.
Inconvenient. The excitement of the day.
Yeah, sure. My kid comes home and he goes, hey, the internet's right. I go, yeah, the power's out.
Dummy.
Like.
Didn't you hear Hooman?
What did he say?
He's got good news.
Oh, you got some good news?
Yeah.
What is it?
We're going to be reviewing Black Panther this week, and Brent and I are going to see it today.
That is good news. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Crack yourself up, huh?
All right. We also, so our friend Rudy, will be doing that as well.
Uh-huh. And he's helping out with the, with our mom.
What?
Don't see how.
What? With the
what's him? With all the secrets?
I don't know. He's helping out with
our secret show?
Yeah, secret show.
Yeah, he's going to perform 10 minutes. We said that yesterday.
Yeah, we're that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. That's good news for the people who love.
We're going to get so ratchet.
Oh, yeah. We are.
God.
I've been throwing that word at everybody.
Are we bringing that back?
And I saw some.
I never heard it the first time.
Some
it's brand new to me.
Yesterday, I was looking up something, and I don't know if it was Urban Dictionary, and something about you know it's over when middle-aged white ladies are using that.
Oh
word.
Yeah, no. As soon as it's something
really?
Gets to me, it's
something like that.
Well, I said
it's
it.
Over.
I thought the missus would know what it was, and she didn't. And I was like, "Are you holding out on me? What's going on? How do you not know what that is?"
Something else that derives from wretched.
A wretched.
Oh. Yeah, and then people start saying ratchet.
It feels like a Nurse Ratched thing.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a ratchet.
It's a ratchet.
Oh.
Keep going.
I'm like, it sounds like handcuffs.
Tighten it a little more.
Listen how ratchet you are.
A little more.
I watch enough Law and Order, Vinny.
Oh, okay.
A little more.
Dun, dun, dun.
Have you ever been in handcuffs?
Oh.
Oh, that.
Tell the truth for once.
One word, yes.
All right. There you go.
That's it.
Wait, I had one more question. Was it from a policeman or was it from
question.
A.
That's it.
Oh, come on.
Hooman's been in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Bryn, you must have been in handcuffs.
Yeah. No.
Bryn's
don't
been
assume
like.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
that assuming.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
No.
Yeah,
just
ass.
You. I know Vinny's been in handcuffs. I think I might be the only person on this show that
what
has
about,
never been
in
handcuffs.
How about in the bedroom? How about in the bedroom?
Not even for fun?
I can't.
Vaughn's been in handcuffs.
Everybody's been in handcuffs. You know what? I guess if the bedroom counts, I guess I must have been at some point. I can't specifically think of a time I was in handcuffs. My kids had a pair of fake handcuffs, I'm sure.
Played around with those.
Yeah.
I think Bryn's probably been in handcuffs the most.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The most?
Really?
Yeah.
Can't just assume
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Vinny. Vinny has.
I've been in Vinny's in a lot of handcuffs.
Okay, it's probably Vinny
shame.
Then.
Yeah, Vinny.
And if you count the times I ran and got away, that's like.
That was new.
Can't count those. You didn't get your handcuffs on. Oh, anyway.
That sound of their belts jingling behind you. It'll speed you up.
Oh, God.
That's a motivator. I don't want to be the one sporting those jingles.
No.
So tomorrow is our live secret show. We're heading to San Jose. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was just
do
kidding.
We have any more tickets to give away?
We do not.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
yesterday
you know
was
what's
it.
Not right is what? You what? Were teasing the whole time and it made everyone think they had more chances. Even I was like, oh, she's winking.
No, I asked Yuzi and she said we might. They're scrounging. But the last 10 pairs were yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, make sure you try to win these because this could be it.
Tried to squeeze in as many people as they can with the, you know, fire marshal rules and such. So.
So that is tomorrow. That's going to be a big day.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, Clusterfest is back.
Yes.
They've actually shortened the name from Colossal Clusterfest.
They found it very difficult. People were having a hard time with all the C's.
Well, it's just a hard one because by the time you get to the end of the phrase Colossal Cluster, you want to say the right. You want to say the real thing. So it's just Clusterfest this year. It's a comedy and music festival. It's back. It's a 3-day thing, and we are going to have tickets, and we're going to do the announcement. So we're going to do the tickets at 8 before you even know who's performing, and then at 10 o'clock we're going to do the lineup announcement. I guess we have to hold it back until then. Do the tickets go on sale today, right when we announce it at 10 o'clock, or is it? You know, I don't see ticket information.
We'll
sort all that out. But anyway,
I just got an email right now from Denise, so let me go over that.
Yes. All right. Well, in the meantime, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back after this. Happy Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.